Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, here's a headline for you that just tells you exactly how stupid the media actually believes you are. 2,300 New York City firefighters have called out sick as vaccine mandate begins. But the mayor says public safety is not disrupted, even though multiple fire stations are out of service. Yeah, hundreds of New York City firefighters called in sick as the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for municipal employees went into effect, bringing the total number of sick outs in the fire department alone to 2,300. That's what the fire department commissioner said at a news conference. Normally, 800 to 1,000 fire department employees call in sick on any given day. That also number they're saying is not true. That's what the spokesman said. They're saying, no, that's not true. Fire department's like, that's crap. We don't have 1,000 fire department employees calling in sick each and every day. That's absurd. They're trying to, of course, act like this isn't that big of a deal, right? Nothing to see here. Negro said that many people calling in sick were protesting the vaccine mandate. Quote, if you're sick, you're sick. It's a dangerous job. I get it. If you're not sick, I want to see you back at work. Good luck with that. Once the members come to their senses and stop using medical leave improperly, they can help out not only the citizens of the city, but their brothers and sisters who are staffing these units, the city said in response to the sick out. Many public safety unions pushed back against the mandate. City officials had worried about employee shortages in the fire and police departments. But ask de Blasio about this, and he'll just flat out lie to you. Who cares if he's telling you a lie that could cost you a life because when you dial 911, no one shows up. Or when you dial 911 for fire, no one shows up to fight that fire quickly. Here's the most ridiculous part of everything I'm telling you today. The dude, Mayor de Blasio, that is in charge of what has just happened in New York, is now running for governor in New York. He wants a promotion. Yeah, he wants a promotion. Because now the people in the city that he's in charge of are unsafe from fire and crime. And he says, I'm so good at COVID-19, I want to be your next governor. He was on Morning Joe this morning spinning this. Take a listen.
Hey, Joe, let me tell you, these vaccine mandates work. Let me just give you the update, and we have breaking news for you. They put a mandate in place on October 20th, and as of today, 92% of the New York City workforce is vaccinated. Breaking news, new numbers this morning, 92%.
That is great.
So the bottom line is, when you say, for the health of your family, everyone you work with, everyone you serve, your whole community. You got to get vaccinated. No exceptions, no compromise. Just get vaccinated. It makes an amazing impact. People respond to that. And here's my message. Every mayor in America, every governor in America, every CEO of a business in America, put a vaccine mandate in place and you will make all of us safer and you will help us end the COVID era once and for all. This is what it's about. End it. Stop living this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vaccines are what do it. So, Joe, to your question, if someone doesn't, well, we're giving people a chance to recognize the science, recognize what's healthy and right. They don't get vaccinated, they don't get paid.
We're going to give you a chance to recognize what's right. And if you don't get vaccinated, you don't get paid. I have a question for Mayor de Blasio. White House Press Secretary, and I hope she's okay. All right, I want to make that clear. I'm just using it as a high-profile example. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is double-vaxxed. She got the Delta variant. Now, yes, the chance of her having major medical issues statistically drop significantly, right? But seriously here, don't tell me that if we just get the vaccine, this thing disappears. It's not. If it was, people like the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki wouldn't be getting COVID. I have good friends, family members that have double vaxxed, have gotten COVID-19, the Delta variant. It's not this idea that if you just get vaccinated that the entire issue disappears is insane. It's not true. And the idea that you're saying, well, look, we're giving people the opportunity to come to their senses, and the way we're going to do it is by not paying them. That's not giving people the opportunity to, quote, decide on anything. That's a mandate. You started by saying, we got a mandate, it's working. Then you say we're given a chance to give people the opportunity to come to their senses by not paying them. That's anarchy. That's tyranny. That's not freedom.
Is what's healthy and right. They don't.
I love that you describe it as healthy and right. We're going to give you a chance to figure out that what we're telling you to do is healthy and right. And if you disagree with us, we're not going to pay you. This is coming from the same insane group of people on the left that locked you inside for a year, made you take vaccines against your will, masked your kids, and ushered in a suicide epidemic. And by the way, they now want you to pay $1 million to illegal immigrants because they were the ones who were subjected, quote, to the lasting psychological trauma being separated from their parents at the border under the Trump administration that was also happening under the Obama administration, and they want to pay out reparations of $1 million. Absolutely not. I do not trust you with a vaccine, and I do not trust you with my health, and I sure as hell don't trust you with the border.
They don't get vaccinated, they don't get paid. That's how we're doing it. And a lot of people are waking up and saying, wait a minute, I need that paycheck. And they're coming in. 2,000 more vaccinations in the last 24 hours. Past the deadline. 2,000 more vaccinations because people realized they weren't getting paid. And now they're coming back.
By the way, if you think this is going to be a victory, watch over the next 6 months what happens. There are going to be, and this happened the other day with Governor DeSantis down in Florida. He welcomed in some firemen or policemen, I think it was, from New York. These people may get vaccinated and they may come back to work. But if you think they're just going to stay, they're not. They're shopping for other jobs, and other cities are getting smart about this. Okay, other cities are figuring this out, Mayor de Blasio. And the employees that are treated this way, and some of them need the medical coverage, and some of them need the paycheck to pay for their families. They're not going to sit here and do this again. And the most crazy part about this all is you're actually acting like these people have a choice and then say we're not going to pay them. You contradict yourself within 30 seconds. Like, we're giving them the opportunity to see the facts while we don't pay them. While we don't pay them, that's what we're going to do. Are you kidding me? Don't worry. They claim, okay, this is what they claim. They are claiming right now that everything's fine. That there's no protection that you've lost. I go back to this article where they think you're stupid. 2,300 New York City firefighters call out sick as vaccine mandate begins, but mayor says public safety has not been disrupted. Okay, let me play for you ABC News.
While in New York City tonight, the vaccine mandate for city workers taking effect and thousands of frontline workers defiant, staying home instead of getting vaccinated.
I love how they phrase it, ABC News. They're staying defiant. They are staying home, which means you're going to die because they won't get vaccinated. These scumbags that run into your house when it's on fire and risk their lives, some of them dying like on 9/11, to try to save your life. What terrible human beings they are.
Instead of getting vaccinated, 18 fire companies out of service because of sick calls.
18 fire companies out of service. Back to the, again, they think you're stupid. Mayor says public safety not disrupted. Mayor actually saying, vote for me for governor. I'm doing such a good job now. Vote for me because I'm doing everything right. CNN's Breonna Keeler, by the way, just telling you how woke she is. She's crazy. Stunned by anti-mandate fire department, New York Union. Stunned that he's not vaccinated in a hard-hitting interview on New Day where they tell you how you should live your life because somehow they're experts because they wear a microphone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things the media has been doing recently is they're no longer just like having guests on, certainly not at CNN, to explain their position. They're now deciding that they are gods, that they are tyrants, and the arbiters of what you can and cannot believe or what you can and cannot say. Great example is Breonna Keeler, stunned and shocked by the anti-mandate fire department union president, as they, of course, were unbiased in their reporting on this issue. Take a listen.
City firefighters are calling in sick this week as a COVID vaccine mandate for city employees goes into effect. Here's the mayor, Bill de Blasio.
The folks who are out sick and really aren't sick, the folks who are faking it, are doing an immense disservice to the people of this city and to their fellow members of service. And we will make sure there are consequences for that.
And joining me now is an FDNY union.
By the way, I just have to say that De Blasio, who now wants you to like make him the governor of the state because of the way he's treating these people, he's saying there will be consequence for this. What part of stupid does how dumb do you have to be to say this and to threaten your law enforcement officials and to threaten your firemen and think that even if they do, let's say they get the jab to keep their job, you think they're not all going to try to leave? Right. These thousands of people are doing the sick out instead of listening to them because you refuse to listen to them and understand that this is a total violation of their medical rights and privacy. You then threaten them. Do you really think they're going to stay in New York City and protect and defend you and others and run into burning buildings? And this is how you treat them as their employer? Come on. Watch 6 months from now, 8 months from now, a year from now, how many of these guys are gone because they say, screw it. I'm out. I'm going somewhere else, or I'm getting a different job. I'm getting a different profession, or I'm going to a different department where they actually care about the employees and don't treat them this way.
Leader Jim McCarthy, he's the president of the Uniformed Fire Officers Association. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. A sick out estimated right now at 2,300. Isn't that irresponsible for firefighters to do that?
Well, I don't agree with the mayor and his description of what's going on. During this time, there's been many multiple fires.
Can I just be clear on that? So you think there's not a sick out?
I'm saying that there are people on medical leave, and our members have to go see a doctor to be put on medical leave. So a doctor has put them on medical leave. They don't pick that themselves. Anybody that calls with an illness has to go to the medical office and see a doctor. So a doctor puts each of our members on medical leave.
But there's a sudden spike in people being on medical leave.
Yeah, there is. Well, it's several factors involved. During this time of year, there is an increase in fires because of the drop in the temperature and heating. So there's been many multiple alarms around the city. So firefighting is a very dangerous business, and our guys give 110% when they're fighting fires. Also, there's been an increase in vaccinations with the membership. And the city acknowledges that you get COVID symptoms when you get the vaccine, and they let the members take 2 or 3 days of medical leave when they get the vaccine. And as they're touting that our vaccine rates have increased, also those medical leave days increase as well as a result.
And by the way, one of the things that the union president just said there, which makes sense, if you just had, as de Blasio said, 2,000 new people get the vaccine overnight, I don't really want a guy that just got vaccinated running into a building with an oxygen mask on in extreme heat, and that's the guy that's going to save me. I'd rather him take a couple of days off, right? Which really actually makes sense. So if you had 2,000 people get the vaccine in the last 24 hours, as de Blasio was bragging about, and I played that audio for you a moment ago, then that would be 2,000 people that are going to be out for a couple of days on medical leave. So you would think that de Blasio would understand this, right? This isn't about understanding. This is about you get on your knees and we put a gun to your head and we pull that trigger and fire you from your job if you don't do what we say that you have to do.
Hey, Joe, let me tell you, these vaccine mandates work. Let me just give you the update, and we have breaking news for you. They put a mandate in place on October 20th. And as of today, 92% of the New York City workforce is vaccinated. Breaking news, new numbers this morning, 92%.
That is great.
So by the way, I love how the media's job now is to clap and applaud. Did you hear Joe Scarborough there on MSNBC? He's clapping and applauding, going, that's great. That's great. These are the guys that are the, quote, arbiters of truth. These are the people that are questioning the elected officials who are putting a gun literally to your head with your career and saying, you don't get this jab and I will blow your head off. You will be unemployed. You will have nothing. And these, is it appropriate for the, while you're interviewing the mayor who's doing this right now, to clap and say that's great? Listen carefully.
92% of the New York City workforce is vaccinated. Breaking news, new numbers this morning, 92%.
That is great.
So the bottom line.
That is great. That is great. We're getting there, folks. We're firing the people. We are firing the people that deserve to be fired because they won't get on board. I'm just curious. Fully vaccinated White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tested positive for COVID-19. If I believe what you're claiming that I should believe right now, that everything gets better if you vaccinate everybody, as you just heard it said there, then explain to me how the fully vaccinated Jen Psaki becomes the highest ranking White House official to have publicly revealed to be infected with COVID-19 in the Biden administration. She issued a statement about her COVID-19 infection, admitted that she had interacted with President Joe Biden within the past week. On Wednesday, in coordination with senior leadership of the White House and the medical team, I made the decision not to travel on the foreign trip with the president due to a family emergency, which was members of my household testing positive for COVID-19. Well, she should be fine. She got vaccinated, right? Since then, I have quarantined and tested negative for COVID on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. However, today I tested positive for COVID. While I have not had close contact in person with the president or senior members of the White House staff since Wednesday and tested negative for 4 days after the last contact, I'm disclosing today's positive test out of an abundance of transparency. Wait, I thought everything was fine if you were vaccinated. What happened? I'm so confused. We've got vaccine mandates work, by golly. They work. 92% of New York City workers have gotten vaccinated. That means 8% haven't. Did it really work?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I guess that means that if 8% of the people get fired, that's your definition of success. 8% of a workforce being fired, especially when you have a large workforce, is a significant number of people. If you have 1,000 people and 8% get fired, that's a significant number of bodies. 80 people gone. If you have a workforce of 10,000, right? What are you looking at? You're looking at 800. That's a significant number of people that are fired. And they sit there and they look at you and they tell you, vaccine mandates work. No, they don't. You're just firing people. It's not working. If it was working, 99% of the people would get vaccinated, not 92%. Your vaccine mandate is not working. You're just firing people. That's what you are doing. Back to the tyrants over at CNN, talking to the president of the Uniform Fire Officers Association of New York City. When they, you know, they get all sanctimonious. Take a listen.
As well, as a result.
There has been resistance among your union membership to the vaccine mandate for city employees. Tell us why you're fighting the mandate.
Well, first of all, we're pro-vaccine. We're just anti-mandate. And really, the what it comes down to is we've got 8 days to comply with this mandate. The other unions had 30 days, and even the corrections officers have until December 1st. Our membership only had 8 days, and there's a lot of decisions to be made. If people decide they want to have a religious exemption or a reasonable accommodation or a medical exemption, you have to apply for that and get affidavits to support that. And we didn't have enough time to do that. And we also feel that it's a collective bargaining issue, that we need to negotiate the implementation of this mandate rather than being imposed upon us. We have due process. And we're going to be taking away our benefits and pensions and pay. We have to have due process to implement that system.
Okay, a few things there that I want to talk to you about. But you said you are pro-vaccine, but anti-mandate. I mean, isn't that just like someone saying they are pro-condom, but they are anti-someone telling them that they have to wear one? You see that
this may be the stupidest line Breonna Keeler has ever used, and she's used a lot of stupid lines. To equate being pro-vaccine but anti-mandate with you're pro-condom but you don't use one, every scenario would be different. I'm pro-condom, by the way, but I'm not using one, right? If you're married and trying to have a kid, you idiot. There's a million different scenarios for this. You may not be you may be pro-condom in America, but you don't use one if your wife's had a hysterectomy, right? Or there could be a million scenarios that changes. By the way, I'm pro-vaccine. I'm glad that Donald Trump came up with Operation Warp Speed. I'm glad we have a vaccine. I don't think it should be mandated. But these dummies over at CNN, this is what they equate it with. And you want to know why you're losing America? You want to know why people aren't getting the vaccine? Because when you guys say stupid crap like this, and Breonna Keeler should know better than to say something this stupid, comparing it to a condom, this is what makes people roll their eyes and never listen to you again. And this is what makes people say, the hell with all you guys, I'm not getting the vaccine.
We have to have due process to implement that system.
Okay, a few things there that I want to talk to you about. But you said you are pro-vaccine, but anti-mandate. I mean, isn't that just like someone saying they are pro-condom, but they are anti-someone telling them that they have to wear one? You see the issue here, right? The prophylactic, whatever it is, isn't just about the person who uses it. It's about the people around them who could be affected by them. And firefighters are forward-facing people who are dealing with a vulnerable population.
Yes, we are forward facing, and we have been involved in this pandemic from the very beginning. From March of 2020, we were the first ones there at the worst height of the pandemic in the world in New York City. New York City firefighters and fire officers went to the firehouses.
Yes, but address what I'm asking you here about.
Well, you got to understand, they don't care about that, right? They don't care these police officers, these firemen put themselves on the line all over the country. They don't care that the police and fire didn't call in sick and they still went to people's houses and still gave them medical attention right in their face. They don't care about that. They don't care. They walked into so many homes where there was COVID and some of them got COVID and some of them died, by the way. They don't care because it's not about that. It's about you getting on your knees. We put a gun to your head and you comply. We're the media. We're part of the tyrants of the White House. And we're part of the vaccine tyrants and the Faucis of the world. And you're going to comply. We don't respect what you do on a daily basis.
The problem of being pro-vaccine and anti-mandate.
Well, the fact that she is, and this is the, again, the psychopath nature of people in the media like Breonna Keeler and CNN, they don't respect freedom. The statement that he made is a statement about respecting people's freedoms. I am pro-vaccine. That doesn't mean that my decision to get one should be mandated on you to get one. They don't, not only do they not value freedom, they don't understand it. They believe that if they decide something should happen, that everybody else should do it. And if they don't, you should be excommunicated from a civil society. They're the ones that believe in having two different societies. They want the leopards, which are those that have not been vaccinated, and they want you to give freedom to people who only those who have been vaccinated. That's the reason why they can't understand how a man in charge of a union could possibly be vaccinated, but also respect the rights of his fellow man to not be vaccinated. That's why they're badgering them right now.
We have, again, we were exposed to the virus very early on, and many of our members got sick, and they have a high antibody rate, much like the vaccine.
It's not the same, and I'm sure you're aware, Jim, that just today the CDC is pointing to research that shows there is more consistent immunity when it comes to the vaccine than infection. That's not something you can hang your hat on.
Well, it's more consistent, but the OSHA has also come up with a standard that they can use vaccine and testing, which we've had previously to this mandate. And our infection rate from that testing, we had over 6,000 tests, less than 0.5% of our membership tested positive. That's lower than the public's rate. So the vaccine and testing program that we had previously has been working. So there's no reason to impose this mandate, especially when it wasn't negotiated and collectively bargained.
The mandate's working. 77% of FDNY now vaccinated, up from 58% before the mandate.
By the way, I love this, but the mandate's working. Taking away people's rights is working in the short term. You think it's going to last in the long term? What's going to be amazing is when this is going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You are going to have people that they got on their knees and they had a gun to their head and they got the vaccine against their will to take care of their families, to pay their bills. And they're going to leave for greener pastures. And then it's going to be people like Breonna Keeler. They're going to be shocked when the times for 911 calls skyrocket through the roof because no one wants to work there under these types of rules. This type of tyranny. She's like, well, vaccine mandates work. We got it up to 93%, 96%, 95%. It doesn't. You're missing the point. It is not submission with a gun to your head. That's not freedom. These people don't value freedom. They don't even understand freedom. They don't comprehend it. They believe that they should tell you how to live your life. And this is proof of it in this interview. And they tell you that, well, if we get enough people to submit, see, it worked. The vaccine mandate worked. Taking away people's rights never works long term.
Again,
it works.
Again, people have gotten vaccinated, but it's because there's also guys with reasonable accommodation. And there's memberships that some of our membership that retired. Rather than be forced to do this. And it was a decision that they only had 8 days to make.
Okay, let me ask you about that. 8 days, 30 days, whatever it is, whatever union.
Whatever it is, whatever union, right? Let's just dismiss all that crap, right? Let's just dismiss your rights. Let's dismiss what you do for society. Let's dismiss the fact that if a shooter came in right now into this studio and I called 911, that I'm going to be so thankful you guys show up with a gun. Or if there's a fire in the studio, I'm going to be so thankful when I dial 911. They show up to save my life and get me out of a burning building. Let's dismiss all that, and we're going to treat you guys like you're not human beings and you have no rights, because we are part of the tyranny of the Biden administration and this new idea in America that no one has any rights. You must comply or we will have two different societies.
I don't understand that argument when this vaccine has been available for almost a year for emergency responders.
Again, it's been available for a year.
Why does that matter? Eight days, 30 days?
Well, there is a lot to be made. Again, reasonable accommodations, religious exemptions, medical exemptions, they take time to file, as well as our retirement papers. If people decide that they're not going to take the vaccine and they want to retire, it takes a little bit of time for our membership to retire. Up to 3 months, usually, it takes. And right now, they're giving us 8 days to make those decisions. So we need more time, and they've given more time to other municipal unions. Again, as I pointed out, the corrections officers have until December 1st. We had 8 days to do this, and we need more time and collectively bargain the impact.
By the way, she doesn't care about any of this because you're a scumbag. You're the worst person in the world. Her final question, by the way, are you vaccinated?
You know, Jim, and I asked you this because you were a leader in your union.
Yes, let's throw the leaders on you, right? You're a leader. You're supposed to understand you must comply. Listen to this last question, because she didn't get anywhere on the last one because she's an idiot. She didn't know the facts on retirement or anything else.
Are you vaccinated?
I am.
Is that any of her business, by the way? Are you vaccinated? This is part of the public shaming that I've been warning you about. And now they're doing it on national TV. Are you vaccinated?
So you are vaccinated.
I love this. I can't believe you're vaccinated. You can't believe that in society there are people that believe that their beliefs shouldn't be put on other people. You can't believe this. You want to know why? Because you're a psycho tyrant of the left. There is not an original thought coming out of Breonna Keeler's mouth at CNN. This is all her regurgitating what she thinks she's supposed to say from the world that she lives in, which is no one has any rights except for what we give you after you do what we tell you to do and comply. Because she is a weak person. She doesn't understand freedom. She wants to be accepted by her peers, which means to be accepted, you must get vaccinated and tell everybody else to do it and force that opinion on everybody else. She can't believe that the guy who's saying that he believes in the rights of others to make a different decision than him is vaccinated.
I am
vaccinated.
You
took that personal choice.
I'm sorry. When did it become a personal choice, Breonna? You just said, you took that personal choice. You just made my argument for me, and you're too stupid to even realize it. Personal choice. You just said it. You just contradicted everything else I have played and just called it a personal choice. So why not let people make a personal choice? Why are you trying to mandate that everybody do what you do when you just described it as a personal choice? You just undid the entire 6 minutes of your interview with showing your total incompetency for understanding what freedom actually is. And this is the media right now, folks. Don't trust them. They are scumbags who don't even understand when they contradict themselves in their own damn interviews. All right, I'll say it again like I do every day. Please make sure you write us a review right now wherever you're listening to this podcast. Please share this podcast so other people will be able to hear what we talked about today and expose these lefties over at CNN. And lastly, please, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button so you get the show each and every day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.